Best memories really are of the students that I've taught. I believe that the classroom can be a very exciting place. And what I find is that if you ask the students here to do a great deal of work and they believe in their classes, that the university can be a site of inspiration. What we do as teachers is transform possibility and opportunity into reality in terms of creating knowledge and opening up vistas for our students. The glory of the university includes teaching, and for me, it included teaching the humanities. My fields were literature and then later Holocaust studies. My memories are of my classrooms and what happened in my classrooms. I want my classes to be communities of inquiry where students commit not only to the course material and to me as professor, but to each other. The excitement of a seminar that works is very exciting. And watching students commit and learn and grow at the university in my class and others is something that we very much value. So helping students realize their potential and not only achieve their immediate goals, but also set much higher goals for the future. This is what I call transformative teaching. As I said, our role is helping to transform possibility into actuality and giving the students the confidence to do more than they think they can do. That kind of mentoring is what we aim for. We never, we nobody's the best student, the best teacher for every student. The interaction with students has been a highlight of my career here, even though I've had the opportunity to write 20 books. So our role is to help students build on their strengths so as to prepare them for their future in whatever profession they choose. Sometimes the best five words you can say to a student are, quote, "I am here for you." And helping students when they make a wrong turn or are about to is also important. When paramount is thinking about what is best for the student and the class without worrying about what's best for one's professional career, one hopes to be an inspiring teacher who shapes their students, perhaps most by opening the door to future learnings in terms of encouraging reading, curiosity, and awareness of the world. So those are some of the values that I've held as a teacher, and certainly my memories include being honored as a college teacher, the Arts and Science Russell Award, and also being perhaps the most important award at Cornell is the Weiss Award, and I was an early winner of that. So that's my memories of individual students that I've taught and following their successes and watching classrooms become a community of inquiry. I've also done some lecture classes, large lecture classes, which are an important part of Cornell's teaching. And even there, we tried for the same values, and I taught classes of over 100 at one point. The quality of students here is terrific. I'm always asked if they change, do they get worse, do they get better? What we're trying to do in humanities is to get students to speak articulately, to write precisely, to think powerfully. These are the values we encourage. As a teacher, your style varies with the specific course, but even with the specific enrollment, each class has its own personalities. In my modernism class, until the last few years, I taught as a large lecture class. And this is still an opportunity. It's a different kind of teaching than seminars, but still depends on the same task. What we're trying to do is help young adults grow from freshmen through their senior year and to help graduate students also grow. So these are some of the things that I have valued. Individual students, many of them I have remained in touch with for decades. And when I visited London, get together with people doing junior year abroad, students who have graduated, we tried to bring them together. So I guess what I conclude with is that the teaching that I've done and the students with whom I've worked, the keeping in touch with the students as they grow, all of that is extremely important. And I think it, not just me, but it's important to keep emphasizing that inspiring teachers shape their students by opening the door to future learning in terms of encouraging reading, curiosity, awareness of the world. Teaching is a dynamic process. Some people will say that it should be the paramount value. I have tried very hard to balance teaching and research. One of my strong paradigms was Walter Lefebvre, who also had those values, and he had an influence on me. So much has been written about with what is wrong with our national university, but I want to call attention to what I call the poetry of the university, the beauty and intensity of interacting with students.